This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Health officials around the world are clashing over the use of certain drugs for COVID-19. That's led to different treatment options for patients depending on where they live. On Friday, a World Health Organization guidelines panel advised against using the antiviral remdesivir for hospitalized patients. The WHO says there's no evidence the drug improves survival or avoids the need for breathing machines. But in the U.S. and many other countries, the drug has been the standard of care because a study found it cut recovery time by about 5 days. Some other treatments that have been authorized for emergency use in the U.S. also remain controversial. Pfizer and its German partner will apply for emergency approval by the Food and Drug Administration for the coronavirus vaccine. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Pfizer will ask the FDA Friday for emergency approval of its coronavirus vaccine. Moderna is likely to do the same in a few weeks. Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says no corners are being cut.
We need to put to rest any concept that this was rushed in an inappropriate way. This is really solid.
Even with approval, the vast majority of the hundreds of millions of doses won't be available until spring. The country is suffering through a surge now. California Health Secretary Dr. Mark Galli.
Even though we have the hope of vaccine and the discussions about what lies ahead on that front, we have to take care of the urgency of the day.
The state is imposing a curfew through at least December 21st. I'm Tim McGuire.
Joe Biden has won Georgia in its 16 electoral votes. It's an extraordinary victory for Democrats who had pushed to expand their electoral map through the Sun Belt. His win pants his electoral college margin of victory over U.S. President Donald Trump. This is VOA News.